All right, here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo, we're kicking off here in Atlanta, Georgia, and Novus International does a seminar and luncheon prior to the big kickoff of the event. And with me is Dr. Scott Carter. And Scott, could you give me your title, please?
Sure. I'm the market manager for poultry for Novus.
All right. And tell me just a little bit about this this seminar and luncheon that you just presented here, what the purpose of it is, and why Novus thinks this is something important for them to do.
Sure, right. So this is a seminar that Novus has done for a number of years now. It corresponds with the scientific meetings that we have here at the SPSS. And it's a way for us to, in a small way, maybe give back to the graduate students who've worked hard this week presenting and so on. And they get a chance to hear something a little bit different than all the science talks they perhaps have heard and so on. And they get maybe an introduction or a feel of an introduction to Novus as well. So we've got a number of our colleagues in the audience, a number of industry professionals, professors, and graduate students.
All right. And today's presentation, you gave kind of a historical perspective on poultry feed management, which was very entertaining for everyone. Why did you choose that topic for this year?
That's a good question. And I think mainly because we're at a really critical junction right now. And that is that, you know, analysts are saying that by 2050, we're going to need to produce twice as much food in 2050 as we do today. Poultry is going to be a key part of that. It's going to be a major key part of helping feed the world by 2050. And not only that, there's no other industry, in a sense, that's come as far as the poultry industry has had in its history and perhaps needs to go as far into the future as well with improved performance and efficiency and so on. And so as I started, I made the comment that that sometimes it's useful to think back before we take that next step forward to see where we've come from and where we're going to. It's also an important year for Novus. It's our 30th year for Alamet and our 50th year for Santaquin in the marketplace. As one of these tools, these nutritional tools that have helped us improve performance as we have. So, you know, a look back, a look forward, and also hopefully that a number of the students in this room today who don't have that historical connection to this industry that we're in, maybe they have a glimpse at that now.
Now, I mean, as far as the makeup of the people that were here and the makeup of the expo itself, it's extremely international. You have people from all over the world. It's a global outlook. You're a global company, as Novus International. What right now are you looking at, is Novus looking at as far as the global poultry market and some of the challenges that are facing it?
So it is a very challenging environment now. However, poultry, uniquely to, I think, the other animal production species, has a couple of things going for it in this economy, and the economy the way it is, in that poultry is the most affordable meat. Eggs and poultry meat are the first affordable protein that people incorporate into their diet when they're upgrading. It's also the last protein to come out as people are maybe going the other direction, which we have seen in the last year. Additionally, poultry has a very short correction cycle. They can increase or decrease production fairly responsively, unlike the beef sector, which has a lot longer adjustment cycle, if you will. So it's been very challenging, but poultry is poised to have a fantastic future ahead of it, certainly. In this next year, 2010, I think we're going to see a recovery for many of our poultry customers and poultry companies around the world that really is a continuation on the recovery that we've seen in the last 6 or 8 months.
So while I guess our producers here in the United States may consider this past year has been extremely difficult, it seems like there are more opportunities than there are challenges, especially when you take a global perspective.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, it's been challenging. It's been challenging for everybody. And I think in the poultry business, they're a little bit fortunate to have somewhat less of a challenge, if you can say that. It still hurt really bad, but it's been a bit less of a challenge than maybe some of the other sectors. But, you know, always going forward, it's opportunity and it's challenge and it's opportunity for those willing to step up and take it. The Asian markets are just doing unbelievable things. Africa is going to emerge as a major poultry importer and perhaps even a poultry producer. So there are lots of things ahead, lots of changes ahead, and it's up to all of us, you know, the future of the industry in this room, to help together to meet those challenges.
All right. Thank you very much. Scott Carter with Novus International here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.